escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New today for your commute in, it's ramp metering. Stoplights on the on-ramps for a stretch on 96. Do you like the idea? Mm-hmm. In theory, this is supposed to allow for
less accidents and greater flow of traffic.
Sure.
Who doesn't want better flow?
And if... Okay, John. And if I trusted all of our drivers to execute this flawlessly, what a great idea it would be. We've got some people who want to weigh in. Let's get to Bill. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. My wife and I are from Detroit, and we're living out here in Minneapolis. And I'm going to tell you, this metered thing sucks. It sucks. It backs up the traffic. You have to wait. And then you still don't have people letting you in when you need to get up there. Mm. But the other thing is, there's usually a side ramp for buses. And a lot of single cars decide to just bypass the light, zip around you, and go up and leaving everybody else in the line. It absolutely blows. You're not going to like it.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
Something
cool
to look forward to.
This is fun. I'm excited.
Thanks, Bill. Rich, you like the idea?
Yeah, I got to disagree with Bill, and maybe things are just different over in, you know, Minnesota. But I grew up here, but I lived in Phoenix for the last 10 years, and that's where I got introduced to it. And the second I saw it, I was like, wow, they need to get this in Michigan. And it really does, to Jansen's point, it helps the flow of traffic get onto the expressway. And Phoenix is full of traffic. It's like a mini LA. And if people in Phoenix can do it where, you know, everyone is kind of all over the place and we can, you know, figure it out, I think we'll be fine here. But I'm all about it. And, you know, when I came back last summer from Phoenix and I saw that there was an HOV lane on 75,
yeah,
I was also excited about the HOV lane. So I'm all about the HOV lane. I'm all about the ramp metering. And I think it'll be fine. I think, you know, Michiganders will figure it out. And it'll be a plus.
You have more faith than I do. Yeah. I mean, I watch people fight zipper merging tooth and nail. You ever see the guy try to straddle the line of the truck? And
you're not always in that big truck.
Yeah.
John.
Hey, trust me. I'm for zippering. I am the one that is going into the median to get around whatever jerk that is in that truck.
So the HOV lane, that's basically like a carpool lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. HOV. And if you've been around the country, like HOV2 is, you know, it's a high occupancy vehicle and you got to have two or more people in it to be in that lane whenever you're in these high traffic situations. In DC, they would actually have HOV3 lanes and it would depend on the time. And so you'd have to have at least three people in the car. So there has been a number of different things in the Metro Detroit area over the past probably 12 to 18 months that they have tried to implement to improve the flow of traffic. Obviously, construction is not that, mm-hmm, which we're in construction season, but it's the ramp metering, it's the HOV lanes, it's also those highways that have the arrows, and that's the only one that I don't understand.
Does it have an X sometimes?
Yes.
Too?
Yeah, over the what is the passing lane.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be in the lane if the X is there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, that I don't understand. If a lane is there, let's
why not
use it.
Yeah, I know. At any time of day.
Now, you said in D.C. people would go through hoops to get the occupancy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This happens all the time. I guarantee you it's happening here as well. There would be individuals, not me, I would hear about this.
I would follow the rules, of course.
That is, if it's HOV2, it would be them and a mannequin,
yes,
or a blow-up doll in the passenger seat. Yeah. Oh, you would see it all the time.
Throw a hat on it.
You'd see somebody, yeah.
Clothes.
They would be all dressed up. Yeah. It's hard to miss a blow-up doll in the passenger seat, but they would try and get away with it.
So my take on this whole thing is like, I think it works, and they wouldn't be doing this if it was executed properly. It will work and help improve things. However, I just don't think it's a very difficult thing to do to get on the freeway the way it is. Like, what's so hard about it?
Have you had any issues getting on the highway?
I don't think it's about getting on the highway. It's about the flow of traffic, right?
Right. Yes.
The flow's fine the way it is.
This is going to speed up traffic on the highway?
It's fine the way it is. You like being stopped in traffic, and they're trying to do something to increase the flow of traffic?
I don't know. I just don't think it's broken, the system. I don't.
So if it's this is why so it can't be better.
It can, right. But it won't be because people won't do it right, and you'll still have the tricks that people do to fight the zipper method. You're not getting past me.
Yeah.
Ticket texters, calm down. The ramp light lasts like 8 seconds. Dummy drivers in Michigan can't figure out a simple roundabout. This is going to be a disaster. Dennis and Allen Park. The zipper method only works on paper. Introducing humans creates chaos. Dave and Warren says it's a dumb idea. Trying to get started with low speeds into high traffic speed is crazy. Well, the thought is the highway doesn't have high traffic speed because it's congested during the busy hours when the lights would be working.
Correct.
Now, people have pointed out that this is actually not new, that we have experimented with this in the past.
Oh, how far back? I don't think I've seen this in the state of Michigan.
Maybe just not where you've traveled. Like, right, I don't think this will ever impact
me.
No,
because
like,
you
don't
live...
travel that way.
Right, yeah.
So Tiffany in Detroit says, Detroit used to have entrance lights onto the Lodge M10 back in the 80s. They were removed, though.
Oh, that's before I was driving.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Russ in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Listen, I experienced this in Phoenix when I was there. I was in Phoenix 5 years in a row. It sucks. We have the safest cars in the world. We have the most rules on driving in the world. I cannot believe that we kill more people in our cars doing 55 to 70 than they do in Europe doing 120 to 150.
So it's that's not, one highway in Europe.
Well, that's most highways in Europe. The only time they slow down in Europe is when they get into the city limits, into the city, into the villages, in the towns. But when they're on the open road, like if you were on 96 heading west, you'd be doing 115, 120, 130, whatever your car will do. I got a 5 liter Toyota motor in this truck, and it tops out at 105 miles an hour. Come on, this is ridiculous. It's just more rules being put on us as free citizens. So I don't agree with it. I don't like it, unless there's a cop sitting across the street or in the middle of the freeway of one. I won't stop for it. I'll run it. I did in Phoenix.
And again, that's why it's not going to work.
Also why we kill more people with our cars.
Right, like,
because
so
we're
you
not
don't follow
rules.
The rules of the
Europe,
road.
They follow the rules very closely.
I'll put Russ for down for no and don't tread on me. All right.
yes, this is not one where I feel like... the government is trying to keep the man down.
Ramp metering starts in Michigan on 96 for a stretch today. 248-539-9797.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.